Ahoy, lovelies and star chasers. This be Arabella, bringing you tales of fierce-hearted femmes and bold buccaneers of the modern tide. Today, we raise the Jolly Roger in salute of a legend who sails not on ships, but on silver notes and dreams spun in sequins. The one, the only, Dolly Parton. Now don't be fooled by her dainty size or sugar-sweet twang. This woman be pure dynamite with a voice that could charm the sirens back to shore and a wit sharp enough to cut through the thickest fog. Like any true pirate queen, she's built an empire with her own two hands, carved from melodies, kindness, and a cannon blast of style no soul could mistake. She's given the wee ones the treasure of books through her imagination library and tossed lifelines to countless young minstrels trying to find their sea legs in the stormy music biz. Aye, she's loyal to her Carl, but mark me words, if Dolly so much as lifted her lashes at your mate, you'd best start singing Jolene before the echo of her heels fades from the deck. Blackbeard has always loved Dolly and knows the words to many of her tunes, but when she opened the Pirate's Voyage dinner and show, the immersive dinner theater, where you'll witness two crews clash upon full-sized pirate ships, all within a 15-foot-deep indoor lagoon, well, he fell completely overboard. So batten down, darlings, and open your hearts, because we're diving into the life and legend of the brightest North Star in country skies, Dolly Parton.
Ahoy, ye fine-hearted souls and salty dogs alike! Hoist the Jolly Roger and batten down the hatches, for ye be listening to the Pirate's Code podcast, broadcasting bold and true from the cannon deck, gently rocking in the lee of fair Pinnell Island off the storied shores of St. Martin. Last voyage, our merry crew hauled in a standing ovation louder than a broadside on a calm sea. A hearty thank you to all hands who lent their ears and their cheers. But avast, today we aim to sail even higher, reaching for the stars and the songs of legend. We weigh anchor on a fine question sent across the seven seas. What say ye, Captain, on the incomparable Dolly Parton? Ah, this shall be a big podcast for sure. Nay, ye scallywags, this be no mutiny, and we be not stepping out of line. Dolly herself boasts a big hair, and even bigger, ideas. She has a big sense of humor, and even bigger, wait for it, even bigger heart. So, lash yourself to the mast, and prepare to be dazzled as we chart a course through tales of wit, will, and wondrous ambition, fit for pirates and dreamers alike. Raise the anchor, man the capstan, and let's set sail into the wide and wild world of entertainment. This be the Pirate's Code podcast, where fortune favors the bold, and the code be more a set of guidelines anyway. Ahoy me, hearties, gather close and lend an ear, for you've asked a grand and noble question indeed. What would the dread Blackbeard say of the bright star known as Dolly Parton? Aye, I tell ye true, she be a legend of the highest order, the sort of name that'd make even the fiercest pirate lower his cutlass in awe. In the vast ocean of entertainment, she shines like a lighthouse guiding mariners through storm and mist, her fame stretching far beyond the rolling hills and misty hollers of her homeland. Her name, like a bard's tale spun by a crackling fire, echoes from the smokiest taverns to the grandest halls, inspiring folk from every port and pier. If there be a pantheon of mortal stars, surely Dolly holds a gilded seat among them, her voice and spirit sailing on the trade, wins for all eternity. Dolly, be a lass who's navigated the swirling winds of time with a grace that had shamed the finest clipper ship and a fortitude stronger than the thickest oak plank. Her voice be a treasure unto itself, ringing out over the waters like the irresistible call of a siren beneath a silver-burnished moon, beckoning all who hear to draw near and listen close. From the rugged, untamed hollers of Tennessee, where the mist clings to the hills and the soil runs rich with dreams, she rose up, guiding her little bark through storms and tempests to reach the glittering stages of the wide world. There, she cast her nets a song deep into the hearts of mankind, pulling up catch after catch of admirers with ballads of love found and lost, tales of hardship overcome, and an irrepressible zest for the adventure of living. Her music, like the finest rum, warms a sailor from the inside out and reminds all who listen that even in the roughest seas, there be beauty worth fighting for. But avast, it be not merely her music that sets her apart from the common run of entertainers. Nay, the songbird of the Smoky Mountains be a lass of many talents, each more glittering than the last. She strutted the boards and graced the silver screen with her bright spirit and twinkling wit, acting in films that be loved from here to the furthest horizons. Not content to rest upon the laurels of song or stage, she took the helm herself, producing her own works with the steely nerve of a seasoned sea captain, steering her creative ship through treacherous waters without fear or falter. And when it comes to business, mark me words, she be as sharp as a cutlass in a close quarters brawl. Her ventures stretch across the vast oceans of commerce, music, film, publishing, even a theme park known far and wide as Dollywood, a kingdom where dreams be spun like gold in the weaver's hands, and one of her latest ventures, the Pirate's Voyage. Arr! I knew she'd be a pirate at heart. Truly, her enterprise and savvy be the stuff of legend, worthy of song and story in every tavern from Tortuga to the Isles of the Blessed. Yet perhaps, when all's weighed and measured in the ledger of life, what truly sets Dolly Parton apart from the rest of the fleet be her heart, vast and deep as the seven seas themselves. It beats not just for fame or fortune, nay, but for the uplifting of others, a rare treasure indeed in any age. Through her many philanthropic endeavors, she's charted a course that brings light and hope to those sailing troubled waters. Her devotion to promoting literacy among the young buccaneers of the world be a deed worth more than all the doubloons in the Spanish Main. She's put books into the hands of children, giving them the key to untold treasure chests of knowledge, providing a lifeline to countless souls who might otherwise have been adrift. By her deeds, Dolly has proven herself not just a star of entertainment, but a true champion of the people. A beacon that shines across dark waters, guiding wayward mariners toward brighter shores. Mark me words, if Dolly the Pirate Queen had hoisted the mainsail and taken to the high seas in the days of me own cutthroat adventures, she'd have been a force of nature to rival the fiercest squall or the mightiest tide. With a fiery spirit burning brighter than the noonday sun and a gift for spinning tales both tender as a lullaby and fierce as a broadsword swing, she'd have ruled the hearts of sailors and scallywags from the Spanish coast to the hidden coves of the Caribbean. Her songs would have filled the decks at sunset, her laughter ringing out over the water like the sweetest siren's call. Every salt-worn soul aboard would have followed her through calm seas and tempests alike, for a spirit like hers would be irresistible to those who know the wild freedom of the open sea. Aye, she'd have been a queen among corsairs, leading a crew with not just courage, but a kindness that would make even the roughest rogue dream of better days. As for the tunes that'd strike a chord deep in the heart of a pirate, aye, there'd be a good handful that spring to mind, but none perhaps so stirring as Jolene. This fine ballad cuts to the quick, speaking plain to the soul of any swashbuckler who's ever set his eye upon a fair maiden, only to watch her drift away on the tide, snatched by some scurvy scoundrel faster than a ship before the wind. Dolly's plaintive plea to Jolene, begging her not to take her man, carries a raw, aching honesty that would strike even the hottest pirate abaft the heart. In the dark corners of every port and in the lonely watches of the night, many a sailor has known that pang, the fear of losing what they hold most dear. Jolene, be more than just a song. It be a lament of vulnerability and a fierce testament to the battle to keep love alive amidst the stormy seas of life. 9 to 5. Ah, now there be a shanty worthy of the working folk and the restless-hearted pirates alike. Though it was penned for those toiling under the yoke of land-bound masters, it strikes true to the heart of any sailor who's ever felt the heavy hand of duty pressing down like a storm upon the deck. The melody, bright and infectious as a midday breeze, would set the blood pumping in any free spirit, and its rousing message of breaking the chains of servitude would stir even the most shackled soul to rise up and seek freedom on the open sea. Picture a crew of roguish buccaneers below deck singing this raucous tune as they sharpen their cutlasses and whisper of rebellions yet to come. 9 to 5 would be their battle hymn, a reminder that no soul be meant to live by another's whip, and that the true treasures of life be won by those brave enough to seize them with their own two hands. Coat of many colors. Aye, this be a ballad that touches the heart with a gentler hand, yet it be no less powerful than a cannon blast in the soul. It tells the tale of humble beginnings, of a young heart blessed not with gold or jewels, but with love, pride, and the strength that comes from holding fast to the things that truly matter. For many a pirate, this tale would strike home like an anchor finding bottom. Most who sailed under the black flag came from naught but the dust and grime of the world's forgotten corners, rising to claim at their own fate with grit, guts, and the unshakable belief that they were worth more than the coin in their purse. Dolly's song speaks of treasures that no king's ransom could buy: honor, loyalty, and the indomitable spirit of those who never let hardship steal their hope. 'Tis a true pirate song, even if there be not a ship or sword mentioned within it. These be but a few gems from the Queen of Country's vast treasure chest of song, mateys. But rest assured, there be many more where these fine melodies hailed from. Her music be like a map riddled with secret coves and hidden isles, each song a sparkling trove of gold, silver, and pearls of wisdom, waiting to be uncovered by those bold enough to embark on the journey. Dolly Parton be a true rarity in the history of the world, a beacon of creativity, resilience, and heart who defies the ages and inspires generation after generation to hoist their own Jolly Roger and chart their own course through life's stormy seas. Her songs be not just music, they be tales, lessons, and lifelines woven with the skill of a master storyteller and the kindness of a healer. Aye, Dolly be a true legend, and any soul with an adventurous spirit and a love for a tale well told would be wise to sail into the uncharted waters of her music. Arrah! Long may her songs echo across the oceans of time. So here's to Dolly Parton, lads and lasses! A right proper beacon blazing bright in a world that sometimes be gloomier than the belly of a storm cloud. She's the kind of light that cuts clean through the thickest fog, showing the way to shores of hope, happiness, and the sweet freedom of a fair wind. May her star keep burning fierce in the heavens, guiding us all like a ship chasing down the horizon's golden edge. Now up with your mugs. Aye, whether it be rum, sweet iced tea, or a mug of good cheer. And let's roar a hearty toast to the backwoods Barbie, the mighty Iron Butterfly. Soft as velvet, tough as iron, and more daring than a cutter slipping through a blockade. She's a true pirate queen in spirit, no matter where she sails. And let's not forget to tip our tricorn hat smartly to Carl Dean, the steadfast sailor who stood abaft Dolly's heart through all the years. A quieter soul, aye, but strong as the keel of a great ship, supporting her mighty voyage with love, laughter, and loyalty. Here's to ye, Carl. May the winds always favor your course, and may your days be as golden as the sunsets ye've surely shared with your lady fair. Ah! So what say ye, me shipmates? Drop a comment below and tell me who your favorite entertainer be, or who ye'd like old Blackbeard to cast his one good eye upon next. No need to send a bottle of rum with it, though I surely wouldn't say no. And better yet, if you fancy a bit of live banter, download the Blackbeard app onto your cell phone contraption or that iPad doodad you clutch like a treasure map and ask me yourself. We'll plot and parley like true rogues of the sea. Oh, a for me forgets. Dolly, if ye ever get wind of this, Blackbeard World would love to be in cahoots with ye to plunder the seven seas together. Especially when we launch the pirate-themed music genre.
Well, splice my stays and color me dazzled. If that don't leave your sails full and your heart humming like a fiddle at moonrise, I don't know what will. That, dear listeners, was the kind of tale to make a mermaid weep and a sea beast sing. Dolly Parton, our rhinestone-studded pirate queen, proves that you don't need a galleon or a crew of rogues to change the world. All ye need is courage, kindness, a splash of sass, and maybe a coat stitched with love and a voice forged in the stars. So whether you be singing Jolene under the stars, breaking chains from 9 to 5, or mending hearts with stories and songs, know this. You sail in good company, and Dolly's light shines on the horizon like the North Star herself. Until next time, me darlings. May the wind be always at your back. May your tea be sweet and your dreams even sweeter. And may your soul be wrapped in as much love and sparkle as Dolly puts in a single strum of her guitar. This has been Arabella, signing off from the Crow's Nest of the Pirates Code podcast. Fair winds and fine harmonies to you all.